So we're up to this. We're just talking about the Seder HaLimud. And we talked about how he says you have to have an umnas kal and a kia. And in Perek Ches Halacha Beis, or Ois Beis, he says the following. The chenati noikos. V'yachbidu aleim kim benachas. V'zlosis leim prutois. Ki alimud enu nikba ba'odim kim b'yishuv v'nachas. That's what he said. You have to teach children benachas, and it should be the simcha benachas. He continues, he says, "Tzarech sheyulmedu mikoidem kol hachumish sheyu regilim kim'at balpeh." This is a famous Shitas Agra. That the Agra held that children should learn the entire chumish before they begin learning Mishnayos. Not only they should continue learning the chumash, they should learn chumash until they know the whole thing ba'al peh, with the truck.
Well, it's a mission.
And well, right. Well, in other places, he continues and he says, actually, they should know all the chav dalet sifrei Tanakh. Well, now, this is the Shitas Agra, and he says it again later on over here. But this is what he held. Now, Lamaisa, as someone just pointed out, very likely, isn't this a Mishnah? It says Ben Chamesh Shana L'Mikra, and then it says Ben Esther. What does it say after that?
Ben
Esther Mishnah. So obviously, if you're learning Chumash for 5 years, so you could probably get a pretty good handle on most of the Chumash, right? So if you do what it says in the Mishnah, that's what you'll do. So the Vilna Gaon pretty much held to follow that path. And there's, and he says you have to know the whole chumash before you start learning Mishnayos. There are chadarim in Yerushalayim that follow the Gaon's method of Chinuch Zilberstein. They're called something like that, and they follow the Gaon's method of teaching. And the children know the entire Tanakh with the chop. They know basically the entire Tanakh with the chop, but they will not get accepted into any mainstream yeshiva because they don't know Gemara, according to the standard that the yeshivas want them to. But, okay, that's neither here nor there. The point is that that's what the Gaon held. Now, Lamaisa, there's a famous kasha, Yaakov Kabanetsky has a kasha. And he asks the following. He says, Lamaisa, the Mishnah says, Ben Chomesh Shana L'Mikra, there was a method how to teach Torah. 5 years, you learn Chomesh, and Mishnayos, etc. And you have to know the Chomesh before, like the Gaon say. And yet we find that basically that was not the Masorah for decades, for centuries. From the time of the Shach talks about how can we teach our children Mishnayos before they know Chumash. So,
I'm just asking. Maybe it's just a breakdown. Isn't it the Kasha on the Mishnah? Like,
the Kasha is, Yaakov asks, is like, how did this, so we're talking about people that every single Sifkaton of Shulchan Aruch, every little halacha you follow to the T. And all of a sudden it comes to this, bam, we just do our own thing. You know, I don't like it. It doesn't work for me. Sorry. On to the next thing. What's pshat? You know, and he brings many clichés. He says, you know, it was also to write down Tosha Baal Peh. Oh, Eis Lassus Hashem, you know, okay, let's go. We're going to write it down now. We're changing the law. But what's going on? So he basically says that ultimately, the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah is for the purpose of keeping the Torah, which means the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, which we'll see later in the Gra, is a two-pronged mitzvah. It's number one is the etzem learning, and number two is the knowledge to allow the person to act based on his learning. So he says it was understood to Chazal that the mitzvah has to be, the learning has to be done in a way that it's going to connect to your neshama. There's going to be a real connection there. And if you are not connected because it's just the system doesn't work for you, then you can't learn that way. And therefore Chazal, based on the nature of the mitzvah, had the right to maneuver the mitzvah in a way that the people will connect to it better so that it's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah can be fulfilled. Because otherwise, learning without it, without you actually understanding it, and without you actually getting the knowledge, is not called learning. That's more or less his mahalach.
Yeah.
No, it's saying Chazal were saying that this is the way for the people in that time to get the better knowledge. But if that's not the nature of the way the people will take the knowledge in today, then you're allowed to maneuver. What?
Wasn't it a response to the skull?
No, that's what you're saying. It's from the Shach, way before the skull. That's the common answer. The common answer is always we moved away from Tanakh because the Haskala made Tanakh into a secular language of grammar. But that's not true.
To make it scintillating. It's like just it's not another word that it was a separate thing, right. But it wasn't engaging enough so to combat.
And I don't think that was.
Ideas, they had to go into the door.
Now it's like this. Lemaisa, but that's how they knew it. They first learned all the Mishnayos. They first learned all the Chumash and Tanakh. Then they learned all the Mishnayos, and then eventually they learned the Gemara. The Goyim in the next piece echoes this, and he says Mitchila Tzarich Lamali Kreisan Mikra Mishnah. You have to first learn Mikra and Mishnah. And Lamali's crazy. Get your stomach full of that. And even if you don't know the real pshat, you don't know good pshat of the Mishnah, you should still learn it. The Gemara, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Tesefta, Mechilta, Sifra, Vesifri, Bechol of Rises. And you should have a yad in the entire Shas Bavli with all the Rises. Okay. And only after that should you be saying Chidushim. You know, you have no business saying Chidushim until you know to call it Torah Kula, basically. Right? Because,
say, you know, by 8 years old. So
now, Ba'achaka, Vizu Hadara Shalpur, and this is the Hadar. This is the beauty of Torah. Now, it's well known that this was actually an issue that was the Gemara itself in the end of Hayris. The Gemara asks, who's better, Oikir Harim or Asina? Who's better, a person that has more knowledge, breadth of knowledge, or a certain way of analyzing things? So nowadays, I don't know who, what, where, you know, but the derech in the yeshiva world is to focus more on, you know, the depths of the understanding, the analytical skills of understanding the learning, rather than the breadth of the knowledge. That's, you know, now it's not really so good. Necessarily to focus only on that.
What's away from the Nitziv and the Rav
Chaim? Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's an open search. It basically started. Now, you'll say, well, this started from the yeshiva system where Rav Chaim Volozhiner started. But let's not kid ourselves. Rav Chaim Volozhiner's yeshiva, they learned 200 blot of Gemara's man. So, you know, these guys knew Shas by the time they left the yeshiva.
So
it went to Satan, nothing to do. So I don't know, I'm not sure exactly, but what we do today in the yeshiva system is not al pi the goyim, even though the whole yeshiva system is based on the goyim. But in actual learning itself, we don't follow the Gra at all. Nothing, no shaykhs. We do the exact opposite of what the Gra is saying here to do. To be perfectly frank. Yeah, I mean, okay, fine, but that was Aval Hamashana Seder Halimud Shalimat Chila Eich Lefalpel. If someone goes the opposite and they first try to analyze and learn how to be mefalpel, how to like do analytical skills, I mean, he doesn't really know the Mishnayos. Ya'abid gam mixes the Torah Shoshana Benares. He's going to learn even the stuff he knows. He's going to end up losing out on. So the going seems to be quite adamant that the way of learning, a healthy learning Talmud Chacham should be built is with a strong foundation. You first learn all the Chumash, then you learn the Mishnah, then you learn the Gemara. Nowadays, the kid who's learning Gemara in fifth grade, very likely, if you would open up a Chumash, would not be able to translate the Pasuk. Right? So I'm not sure exactly why that makes sense, but that's the system, and that's what we do. So that's what we do. That's it. We're not going to change it in this room right here. But this is not al pi the vilna goyim, that's for sure.
This is shown in Torah.
No, I think that the pshat has to do with the fact that the children will get more stimulated intellectually from it. Okay. Now, the next piece in the Gra is very, very fascinating. He says, "Haloimid kitzur dinim soif shiyishkach hakol." The Goyin's shita was that you cannot learn halacha. You cannot learn halacha. You don't sit and open a kitzur sefer that says you're allowed to do this. You're not allowed to do that. You should do this. B'dyeved, you could do that. B'shasatchak, you could. That's not how to learn, because you won't remember anything. So, So he says, so how are you supposed to learn halacha? You have to know the sugya, you have to know the Gemara, you have to know the Tosis, you have to know the Rashi, you have to know the Rashba, you have to know the Rambam, and then you have to know the Rif and the Tor and the Rosh and the Beis Yosef. Now I know the sugya, now I can decide. So what's the point of the Shulchan Aruch? The point of the Shulchan Aruch was as an index card. Now, when you look up that line of Shulchan Aruch, you'll remember the sugya. Not the opposite. That right. So that was why the Talmidim of the Gra, headed by the Rebbe of Lashon, of course, wrote the Bir HaGra on the Shulchan Aruch. The Bir HaGra on the Shulchan Aruch is an incredible work. It's the Gra's commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. Now, the Gra's commentary on the Shulchan Aruch is very shorthand. Sometimes hard to make out what he's saying. There are Sfarim Shleimim written on the Bir HaGra. I was just in Lakewood. There's a sefer this big that's written on the Bir HaGra on the first part of Aruch Chaim. Okay? So the Sfarim Shleimim that are written on the Bir HaGra on Shulchan Aruch. And what did the Gra do? Every word and every line in the Shulchan Aruch, he shows you where's the source for that line in the Gemara and in the Rash, in the Rishonim. Why did he do that? To explain to you that this is supposed to be an index card. When you read that line in the Shulchan Aruch, it's supposed to trigger to you, oh, that's the sugya over there. And he's paskening like Tosfos, oh, calm down. Oh, there's also Rambam. Remember, there's also Rambam. Oh, yeah. And then you can pasken based on the sugya. So Shulchan Aruch is a great tool because it's like an index card. You don't pasken from the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is not a salacha sefer. Shulchan Aruch is an index. Shulchan Aruch is an index to the Shas. And then you pass him from the Shas. That was the Gra Shita. So the Gra wrote a Pirush on the Shulchan Aruch where if you want to know where every single word in the Shulchan Aruch comes from Shas Bavli, you look in the Bir HaGra, you look up the Gemara, and then our problem is the opposite. We learn the Gemara, we learn the Shulchan Aruch. Then we look at the Gra, we still don't know his tongue. Right? But he, there's a line from the Rebbe Chaim Volozhiner that he said that people say learning Shulchan Aruch without the Gemara, without the accompanying Gemara, is like eating fish with no pepper, with no spices. You're eating the fish, you're doing the Shulchan Aruch, you're missing the spice. You don't really know what he's talking about. Says Rebbe Chaim Volozhiner, no, they got it wrong. That's not true. Learning Shulchan Aruch without the halacha is like eating the spice without the fish. The Shulchan Aruch is the spice, the Gemara is the fish. The Gemara is the main point. You have to know the sugya well. If you know the sugya well, then you could pass it. Now, you want to know how it rounds out, learn the Shulchan Aruch as spice. But the meat and potatoes of the halacha is the Shulchan Aruch, is the Gemara, not the Shulchan Aruch. This is the Shita Sagra. Again, I don't know if everyone holds like the Gra, but I don't know if anybody could hold like the Gra.
Yeah, Nisi Zell did. This Gemara was I think they spent 4 or 5 years on Bracha.
I don't know if you could learn. I don't really know if you could hold like the Gra for most people because most people cannot approach Shulchan Aruch that way. It would be very difficult to approach Shulchan Aruch that way for most of us. So, okay, it's some interesting basics, fundamental stuff here. All right, tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem Vayter. Thank you.